This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The U.S. military has announced that 6 American soldiers were killed in Iraq on Monday. The announcement brings the total death toll for U.S. troops for 2007 to 852. It makes this year the deadliest year for U.S. forces fighting in Iraq. The worst previous year was 2004, when 849 deaths were recorded. These most recent deaths occurred only a few days after the military announced a steep drop in the number of American deaths in October. That month, 38 American service members died in Iraq, the lowest monthly tally since March 2006. Moving on to Burma, also known as Myanmar, military leaders there have rejected a UN plan for talks with pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. According to state media in Burma, leaders told the UN envoy Ibrahim Gambari that they would not engage in negotiations with the detained opposition leader, who's been on house arrest for the past 12 years. Widespread protests against the military regime broke out in Burma in September. Thousands of people, many Buddhist monks, were arrested. And Michael Mukasey is one big step closer to becoming the next U.S. Attorney General. Yesterday, the Senate Judiciary Committee voted to approve Mukasey's nomination to head up the Department of Justice. The committee gave the green light despite opposition from leading Democrats on the committee over Mukasey's refusal to label an interrogation technique known as waterboarding as torture. In a letter to senators last week, Mukasey called waterboarding repugnant, but he said he couldn't judge its legality until he can review all the classified information about it. Democratic Senators Chuck Schumer of New York and Dianne Feinstein of California helped swing the vote in Mukasey's favor. Here's what Senator Feinstein had to say about her vote.
I believe that neither the military nor the CIA should use waterboarding. But I don't believe that Judge Mukasey should be denied confirmation for failing to provide an absolute answer on this one subject.
Other Democratic leaders like Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts said Mukasey would not demonstrate the kind of independence from the White House necessary to help reform the beleaguered Justice Department. Here's Kennedy.
We need a leader who is unafraid to speak truth to power. We need a leader who is worthy of the trust we place in our Attorney General to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Michael Mukasey, regrettably, is not that leader.
Mukasey's nomination now goes before the full Senate for approval. Finally today, there are lots of nice things about the number 100. It's a round number, which is nice. It's nice to have $100 in your wallet, but frankly, there's not a whole lot of nice to say about oil fast approaching the $100 mark, at least from the consumer's end. And today, oil prices jumped to a trading record above $98 a barrel. Industry analysts say the most recent jump in the price of oil is because of expectations about declining U.S. supply and news of an attack on a Yemeni oil pipeline. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
I had
Thank you, Rachel.
Gas pump shock. I stopped commuting. I used to drive to work every day. And I went to fill up my gas tank, and it was a
yowza moment.
It's
the same story. You think it can't get worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
I rented a car in Seattle recently, and the gas was more than the car rental when I filled it back up. So that wasn't depressing at all.
Rachel, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.